Hello, this is Brian Gorman, your Transforming Lives coach. Today, I'm going to take you on a guided meditation to transform one of your limiting beliefs. If you've already gone through this introductory section with me before, you can skip ahead to the guided meditation itself. If not, it's important that you stay with me right now. As I said, we are going to transform one of your limiting beliefs into an empowering belief starting today. How can we do this? Well, we're going to use what is known as the Dickens technique. This is actually a technique that Tony Robbins uses. I learned it from one of my coaches, Ryan Eliason. And I have to tell you, I've used it and it works. It can stop in one day a limiting belief that you have been living with your entire life. So let's start by talking about why it works. Well, first of all, much of what we believe is fact isn't fact, it's belief. But it's belief that has gotten so embedded in our subconscious that we don't even know that it's a belief anymore. We take it as fact. It may be the fact that I just don't deserve to do better. It may be the fact that I'm always going to be living on the edge. I'm never going to have enough money. It may be the fact that I always screw things up. It may be the fact that I just can't stay in a relationship. Those aren't facts. Those are beliefs. And we all have these beliefs. But again, they're woven into the unconscious of our mind so deeply that they guide us in ways that are destructive to us, to those around us, to our future. What the Dickens technique does is begins by taking you deeply into the world of that belief. And that's important. It's important that you allow yourself to get immersed as deeply as possible as I guide you into that world. Let your emotions go. Feel those emotions. Get deeply into that belief. I want you to know what you're doing in your life. But we're not going to leave you there. We're then going to come back and create an empowering belief, one that will replace that limiting belief. And we're going to move you into that world. We're going to move you in to feel what that world is like, to see what that world is like, to be in that world, empowered by this new belief. And then you have a decision to make. And chances are you won't even see it as a decision anymore. So that's the Dickens technique, sort of. We're taking the Ebenezer Scrooge journey, if you will. So now, if you know what limiting belief you want to tackle today, that's great. You can skip ahead from here to the guided meditation. If you don't, We're going to help you find one. It doesn't have to be the most limiting. It doesn't have to be the most challenging for you. But what is one limiting belief that you have? So let's find it this way. Picture yourself a year from now. You've had the best year you have ever had in your life. Look around you. Who's with you? What are you doing? How are you feeling? How are you feeling in your body? How are you feeling in your mind? How's your bank account? How is the weight that you're carrying of the world around you? How much lighter is it now than it was a year ago? Really get into that world a year from now. Now, think about what's going to stop you from achieving that. What about you is going to stop you from achieving that? Dig deep to find that. Don't let yourself off lightly, because if you tackle something light, the impact is going to be light, if at all. But dig deep. You know, you daydream too much. Well, we all daydream too much. Dig deeper. When you daydream, you're stopping yourself from doing something. What is stopping you? What is pulling you away from what's important? It's not going to be something profound. Again, it's going to be something simple. It's going to be, I'm not good enough. It's going to be, my education won't let me do it. It's going to be, I'm just too lazy. It's going to be something simple. Find a limiting belief. Find a serious one. And again, it doesn't have to be the most limiting. You can do this technique anytime. You can do it more than once. You can do it as many times as you need to. Okay, so now we're going to move into the guided meditation. Make sure that you have enough time, and I'm suggesting now another half hour of uninterrupted time, a quiet space, cell phones off, computer off, music off in the background, Alexa or Google Play or any other devices off. Just you and this audio. Write down your limiting belief. Keep it on a piece of paper near you, along with a pen, and find a place to sit comfortably with your feet on the floor, your spine erect, or find a place to lie down. I recommend not the bed. This is not about taking a nap. This is real work. If you have a yoga mat, you may want to roll that out on the floor, or if you have a prayer bench, you may want to use that instead, but settle in. Settle in and close your eyes. Now, I want you to pick up your limiting belief in your mind. And I want you to fast forward through the next 5 years. Look at the relationships that you have now. What are they going to be like as this limiting belief continues to play out for another 5 years? Look at your career. What is that going to be like as this limiting belief plays out over the next 5 years? What will it do to your finances? What will it do to your self-esteem? What will it do to your body? Carry this limiting belief with you 5 years into the future. Now imagine you're there. Imagine you're looking at yourself in the mirror. Not the casual brush your teeth or put on makeup or comb your hair or shaving, looking into the mirror, but really looking at yourself in the mirror. Who do you see? How do you feel about who do you see? What do you look like? How much older do you look? Or do you look younger? How much more tired? Or are you more rested? Where are you with your career now? Where are you with the relationships that you had 5 years ago? How are things going with your friends? How's your self-esteem? How much weight are you carrying? How are you feeling physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually? Look at yourself, feel yourself 5 years from now carrying this limiting belief. Take a good hold of it and move yourself out another 5 years, a full decade from now, and this limiting belief is still with you, still in you, still part of how you see the world, how you show up, how you interact with yourself and with others. Step back in front of that mirror. Look at yourself again. Really look at yourself again. Who do you see? How do you feel about the you that you see now, 10 years from now, with that limiting belief still with you? How do you feel about yourself? How are you aging? How are your relationships? How is your career? How are your finances? How is your self-esteem? How much fun are you having in life? look at yourself 10 years from now, still clinging on to this limiting belief, and feel what it feels like. You're not done yet. You're not done yet. Move forward another decade, 20 years from now, and step up in front of that mirror. Look at yourself again. Who do you see? Do you even recognize you 20 years later? What does it feel like to be you 20 years from now? How much weight are you carrying on your shoulders? How are you feeling physically? What condition is your body in? How are you sleeping? What relationships do you have? How are they going? How is your career now, carrying that limiting belief forward 20 years? How is your self-esteem? Look at yourself 20 years from now, still limited by that belief, and feel what that feels like. And when you're really feeling it, when you're really feeling it, now it's time to come back to today. It's time to come back to today. Open your eyes. Stand up carefully. Stand up and move around. Shake that energy out. Get rid of those feelings. Shake them out of your body. Really, really, really shake them out. Move differently. Breathe deeply. Let out a sigh if you want. If you want and you can, because nobody's around and nobody's going to call the police, let out a scream or a growl or a snake hiss. Get that energy out of your body. And think about whether you ever want it back. Think about whether you ever want it back. Now I want you to write down an empowering belief. One that will replace the limiting belief that you've been carrying into the future. Again, simple, positive, a sentence. Nothing profound, nothing fancy. Maybe your limiting belief was, I'll never have enough. Your positive belief might be, I am stepping into a world of abundance. If you have it, write it down. If not, pause the recording and work on it for a few minutes, but it's important to step back into this quickly. So it doesn't have to be perfect. Whatever it is, it will get you on the right track. And once you have your empowering belief, sit down or lie down or return to your prayer bench and settle in again. Pick up that positive belief, and you're going to carry that 5 years into the future. look around you as you get prepared to step off at your finances, at your home, at your relationships, at your career. Look at your self-esteem, how you feel about yourself today with this new affirming belief. And experience carrying that forward 5 years. Look at what's happening around you and to you and with you as you move through those 5 years. It's 5 years from now. And you are embedded in that positive, affirming, empowering belief. Step up to the mirror and look at yourself now. Who do you see? How do you feel about who you see? How do you look? Do you look older or younger? Do you look more burdened or happier? Do you look more oppressed or more free? Where are your relationships now with this empowering, affirming belief? Where is your career? Where are your finances? How has it affected your body over the last 5 years? Where is your self-esteem? How are you feeling about you, having made the decision 5 years ago to take on a new way of being? Feel it. Breathe into it. And take that affirming belief, take that empowering belief, and move yourself forward another 5 years. You're 10 years into this new life now. 10 years in. How is it feeling? How is it feeling? Step up to the mirror and look at yourself now, 10 years in. What is it like? What is it like to be you? What's it like to be in relationship to you? What's it like to work with you? How do you look? How do you feel? How are those relationships? How is that career? How are the finances? How are you feeling about the future? How is your self-esteem? One more time. Pick up that affirming belief. Pick up that empowering belief. And move forward one more decade. 20 years. 20 years living with this new belief. Living in this new world that you're creating for yourself. What's it like now? What is it like now? Look around you. Breathe into it. Look in the mirror and see you. See you 20 years from now carrying this affirming, empowering belief. Who do you see? How do you feel about who you see? Do you even know him anymore? Do you even know her anymore? How do you feel about this new person? How's your self-esteem? What's happening with your relationships? Where is your career? What about your finances? What about your future? Breathe into 20 years from now, 20 years with this new, empowering, affirming belief. Feel the emotion of it. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Come back to now. Stand up. And do a little dance. You don't need to shake that emotion out. Shake it in. Let it settle. Feel it. Like I said at the outset, you have a decision now. Which way do you want to go? Do you want to stay with that old limiting belief? Or have you already broken its spell? Letting it diminish and fade away as you step proudly, excitedly into your new empowering, affirming belief. I'm Brian Gorman, your Transforming Lives coach. That is the Dickens technique. I am smiling right now for you. I hope you're smiling even more broadly.